Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely relevant topics in the whole specification, superpowers. And trust me, once you understand how the world's most powerful countries actually pull the strings of the global economy, you'll start seeing the news in a completely different way. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain what makes a superpower, distinguish between hard and soft power, describe the roles of key international organisations, analyse how transnational corporations shape the global economy, and crucially, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for. Section 1. What actually is a superpower? A superpower is a country with the ability to project its influence globally across multiple dimensions – economic, military, political, and cultural. The classic example is the United States of America, which has dominated global affairs since the end of the Second World War in 1945. But the world is changing. China is rapidly emerging as a rival superpower, and we also talk about the European Union as a collective economic superpower, and Russia as a military and energy power. Geographers measure superpower status using several indicators. Think GDP, gross domestic product, which measures the total economic output of a country. The USA's GDP is around $27 trillion. China's is around $18 trillion. Compare that to the UK at around $3 trillion and you start to see the scale of difference. But economic size alone doesn't make a superpower. We also look at military spending. The USA spends around $886 billion per year on its military, which is more than the next 10 countries combined. We look at nuclear capability, permanent membership of the UN Security Council, and something called cultural reach. Now, here's a really important distinction that examiners absolutely love to test: the difference between hard power and soft power. Hard power is the use of force or economic coercion to get what you want. Think military action, economic sanctions, trade tariffs. When the USA imposed sanctions on Russia after the invasion of Ukraine in 2022, that was hard power in action. When China uses its Belt and Road Initiative to offer loans to developing countries and then gains political leverage when those countries struggle to repay, that's also a form of hard power. Soft power, on the other hand, is about attraction and persuasion. It's getting other countries to want what you want without forcing them. American soft power is extraordinary. Think Hollywood films, McDonald's restaurants in over 100 countries, American universities attracting the world's brightest students, the English language as the global lingua franca. China is actively building its soft power too, through Confucius Institutes, cultural and educational centres it funds in universities around the world. A really useful phrase to remember: hard power says, do this or else, while soft power says, wouldn't you like to be more like us? Now, here's a really important distinction that examiners absolutely love to test: the difference between hard power and soft power. Hard power is the use of force or economic coercion to get what you want. Think military action, economic sanctions, trade tariffs. When the USA imposed sanctions on Russia after the invasion of Ukraine in 2022, that was hard power in action. When China uses its Belt and Road Initiative to offer loans to developing countries and then gains political leverage when those countries struggle to repay, that's also a form of hard power. Soft power, on the other hand, is about attraction and persuasion. It's getting other countries to want what you want without forcing them. American soft power is extraordinary. Think Hollywood films, McDonald's restaurants in over 100 countries, American universities attracting the world's brightest students, the English language as the global lingua franca. China is actively building its soft power too, through Confucius Institutes, cultural and educational centres it funds in universities around the world. A really useful phrase to remember: hard power says, do this or else, while soft power says, would you like to be more like us? Super to you.
Section 3. Transnational corporations, TNCs. TNCs are companies that operate in multiple countries, with headquarters typically in a superpower nation. They are one of the most powerful mechanisms through which superpowers extend their economic influence globally. Let's look at some specific examples, because examiners reward specific knowledge. Apple is perhaps the ultimate example of TNC power. Apple's headquarters are in Cupertino, California. It holds over 80,000 patents, giving it control over smartphone technology that competitors cannot replicate. Its iPhone is assembled in China, primarily by Foxconn, but the design, software, and profits flow back to the USA. Apple's revenue in 2023 was around $383 billion, which is larger than the GDP of many countries. Walmart is the world's largest employer, with around 2.3 million workers globally. Its supply chains extend into dozens of developing countries, creating economic dependency. Those countries' factories, workers, and governments become reliant on Walmart's purchasing decisions. Shell, the oil company, operates in over 70 countries. Its activities in Nigeria's Niger Delta have been controversial. Oil spills have damaged local ecosystems, while profits have largely flowed to shareholders in wealthy countries. This illustrates how TNC activity can reinforce global inequality rather than reduce it. TNCs also influence global trade patterns significantly. It's estimated that TNCs control around 70% of world trade, much of it as intra-firm trade, that is, trade between different subsidiaries of the same company. Tax avoidance is another key issue. Companies like Google and Amazon use low-tax jurisdictions like Ireland, where the corporate tax rate is just 12.5%, to reduce their global tax bills. This deprives host countries of revenue that could fund public services. Section 4. Cultural influence and westernization. The spread of American and Western culture globally, sometimes called westernization, is a form of soft power that reinforces economic and political dominance. When people around the world watch Hollywood films, use American social media platforms, and aspire to American consumer lifestyles, they are more likely to support American-friendly political and economic systems. McDonald's serves around 69 million customers every day in over 100 countries. Each restaurant is not just selling burgers, it's selling a vision of American consumer culture. China is increasingly challenging this cultural dominance. TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, has over 1 billion users globally. The Belt and Road Initiative's infrastructure projects are building Chinese economic presence in the developing world. Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really gain marks. The most common mistake candidates make on superpowers questions is confusing the roles of different IGOs. Remember, the World Bank gives loans for development. The IMF stabilizes currencies and gives emergency loans. The WTO regulates trade, and the WEF is the annual Davos Forum. If you mix these up, you will lose marks. The second most common mistake is failing to link economic influence to broader geopolitical power. Examiners want you to show the connection, that when the World Bank gives a loan with conditions attached, it's not just an economic transaction, it's a political one. It extends superpower influence. Third mistake, overgeneralizing about TNCs. Don't just say TNCs are powerful. Name them. Give statistics. Apple, Walmart, Shell, Google, Amazon. Learn specific facts about each one. When you see the command word explain with 6 marks, you need at least 3 developed points, each with a specific example. Use the phrase, this means that, to show you're explaining, not just describing. For assess or evaluate questions, typically 9 or 12 marks, you need to consider both sides. Yes, IGOs promote free trade, but critics argue this benefits wealthy nations more than developing ones. Yes, TNCs create employment, but they may also exploit cheap labour and avoid tax. Always reach a clear, justified conclusion. Quickfire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question, think of your answer, then press play to check. Question 1. What does IGO stand for? Answer: Intergovernmental Organisation. Question 2. Name the 4 key IGOs you need to know. Answer: World Bank, IMF, WTO, and WEF. Question 3. What is the difference between hard power and soft power? Answer: Hard power uses force or coercion, military, sanctions, tariffs. Soft power uses attraction and persuasion, culture, education, media. Question 4. Name 3 TNCs and one specific fact about each one. Answer. Apple holds 80,000 plus patents. Walmart employs 2.3 million workers globally. Shell operates in over 70 countries. Question 5. What year was the World Bank founded and where is it headquartered? Answer. 1944, Washington, D.C. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. The key takeaways from today. Superpowers exert influence through both hard power, military and economic coercion, and soft power, culture, education and media. International organisations like the World Bank, IMF, WTO and WEF promote free market capitalism globally, which benefits established superpowers. TNCs are powerful agents of economic globalisation, but their activities can reinforce inequality. And cultural influence, westernisation, is a real and measurable form of soft power. In your exam, always use specific named examples with statistics. Always link economic influence to broader geopolitical power. And always reach a clear, justified conclusion in extended answer questions. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.